Valley Sounds.
Hey, I'm Ken Waters.
And I'm Ingrid Feltz.
I grew up around music. My mom was in the symphony. She played French horn for 16 years, I think. And my dad was a drummer. But my dad didn't play after high school, but he could sit down at a piano and play anything he's ever heard. And my mom, on the other hand, could sight read anything. I mean, on piano and on French horn. So she was quite a good musician. She was well trained. But we got our ears from our dad, I think.
Oh, we just had it. It was in the house all the time. And the joke was we could only have classical inside the house. But if you went out and, you know, visited my dad in the shop, he would have Frank Sinatra blaring. And he could play, like your dad, he could play any song in the key of C. He never touched the black notes. He could play any song in the key of C. Mm-hmm. And mom was actually trained as a classical piano player. And switched to microbiology her senior year. So they just kind of, they kept us in and about. We had lessons at the Eastman Theater, and, you know, we got to do, obviously, the bands and the chorus in the school. I don't know if we still even have those. I know there's a lot of people doing a lot of good things to keep music in kids' hands, but, yeah, it turned into my life and our careers.
Yeah, I knew the first time I heard her play that we were going to have to start up Waters Feltz Project.
Well, I was wearing scrubs. I was repeating esthetician school here in Alabama, and my cousin David invited me to an open mic night, put my name on the roster, and I came straight from class. It was like, I think, Monday evening or something, and Ken was up there, and Tess set a beer down in front of me, and Ken announced me, and I turned around and said, "Can I first have this drink?" And he said, "We'll wait." And the rest was history. Yeah, I went up and I called a song in a key, and Ken thought, okay, that's a good one. And then came over after and said, all right, we're starting a band. Got to go to Paris for a month or something. And when I get back, we're going to start a band. And so we did.
Well, I joined a band from Haiti called Taboo Combo. And they're like Haiti's number one export. And I didn't realize that until I joined the band. In fact, I didn't even know where Haiti was when I joined the band. I had to ask somebody. I got a call from the band. I was working in New York. I had a day job when I first moved there at Tower Records. And I got a call from the band leader. And he said, "Do you love Taboo Combo?" And I had never heard of the band, you know. But I put him on hold, and I yelled over to my friend who worked in International Records. I said, "This guy wants to know if I can join this band called Taboo Combo." And she walked over to the album section, and there were like 31 albums by this band. She said, "Yeah, you tell him you love the band." So I got to quit my day job, and then I got to play, and they toured all around. We've been to Paris probably 75 times, and then all over. I mean, Japan, Germany, well, all over the place, every continent, except for Australia. We haven't been down there.
Goals. So.
Riel is a Haitian-inspired jazz group. In fact, it's all Haitians on the record except for two of us. And it took us a while to do this because a lot of the Haitian musicians that I worked with don't read music. So we had to teach them by rote the stuff. But they're really good musicians. And so they learned it no problem. And yeah, it was fun. But yeah, basically I made a Haitian-style jazz CD, you know, which is really just world jazz. That's kind of what I'm looking for.
You wanna feel like the petals on a magnolia in spring.
I've got a solo album. It's called Mana, and that was put together with Rick Hirsch at H2O Studios out of Mobile, where we lived before we came here. And when Waters Feltz Project album was finishing, with which Ken got us on the Summit label for that, we needed to wrap that solo album. It had been an ongoing project for several years. So we wrapped both albums within the same month.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it put a timestamp on it. Mm. Like, yeah, okay, all right, this thing is cooked. It's time to put it out. Of all the cities that I've been through, this place has made home for artists. And it just feels like there's, when I showed up, some of our best known artists invited me to come under their wing. And it has felt very much like that. Not in other cities so much, but we do have a really special, call it friendship, you know, and there's definitely somebody always in front of you and somebody behind you. So I pulled it off for a few years with the guys where I show up with the nails and the heels and I didn't end up having to carry any of the gear. And and then I started booking some solo shows with a keyboard and guitar. And as soon as the guys were onto that, they were like, all right, all right, you're carrying some of the boxes up. So calling them boxes. I'm still hoping for that other gig. But yeah, I've played at a lot of the real local clubs and things. And then this year we've got a lot more of the ticketed shows, which is that's something we aspire to, is that people would come, it's a listening room, and they dedicate their night to the sounds that they're there to hear. It's not a lot of chatter or clattering silverware, that kind of thing. It's just really nice to get into that space with your group. And we've reassembled as a quintet right now. So we've been at the Note, into the Note a couple times. Going to be at Tangled Strings. Got St. Stephen's coming up, so pretty big summer. Fun guys. They're really, really all stars. Yeah, look forward to doing it with them and inviting other people into the project.
Here's Don Osborne Band with a song called Rainbow's End. This was recorded at the Nut House. I know for a fact because I'm on it. Our horn section is on it. It was recorded in the Nut House in Sheffield, Alabama, which is a great studio. And this is a great album. They put a lot of thought into this album. So there's not one extraneous note. I mean, it's all perfect. This is the Don Osborne Band with Rainbow's End.
that's in the air.
Colors are
are bleeding. It's an origami holiday, built for every possibility, built for easy portability. It's built for only you and me. Frank Lloyd Wright, maybe a little vaulted wooden ceiling. Origami holiday when it rains, colors are bleeding. It's an origami holiday, built for every possibility, built for every capability.
You've just heard Origami off of my album Manna, and the song's a little tongue-in-cheek. It's got some, most of my writing has some riddles to it, but when I gave it to the producer and subsequently when Microwave Dave played it, they all heard it with a reggae beat, so it makes it kind of fun and upbeat.
Next up we have Rob Aldridge with Frankenstein's New Girl. And I also know that this was recorded at Fame Recording Studio because our horn section is also on this one. It's mixed pretty far down in the mix, but this is a really catchy tune. And I think it has a different title on the album. I think they retitled it, but the original title was Frankenstein's New Girl.
Rob's got a really great delivery, but as a songwriter, he is tops.
Yeah.
Well-deserving of that horn section in there.
This is Rob Aldridge with Frankenstein's New Girl.
Fire into her fingertips.
You just heard John Tinger's Beyond in Parallel. John is an extraordinarily gifted guitarist, and he also does a lot for our community and has raised up a bunch of really brilliant musicians.
Next up is our group, Waters Feltz Project, with a tune that Ingrid wrote called Where Have You Been? This is recorded live at The Note in Huntsville just about, less than a month ago, on April 26, 2025. The Note is a new jazz club that's over in the Roses Shopping Center on Oakwood, near Dairy Queen, near Five Points. This same group is going to be performing June 21st at Tangled String. You can get your tickets online. Look on Facebook. I mean, you can't escape me posting about it.
Yeah, and we've got Josh Kautz, and it's impossible that you haven't heard something of his upcoming album, which is, I'd say, as good of a jazz album as I've ever heard.
It's wonderful.
He's got Choco on piano and Gary Weed on sax, and we're lucky enough to have him as guitarist in our group. We'll play a couple of his as well. And then we've got Tom Winstead on bass, who from the first time I heard him playing, I immediately listened to his double stops on that electric, and I thought, and he was all by himself solo up on Montezano at a jam. And I thought, boy, I hope I get to work with him. And here we are. And CJ's new to me. I met him when we walked into, was it maybe AC Hotel where you were jamming? And I sat in, and Mist was there, got some footage of the drummer. That's all we knew was the drummer. Got to meet CJ after. You probably have a little more background on CJ than I do.
I don't. Actually,
he's retired military.
He's new to all of us. He was in the
family
army.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a heck of a drummer.
Dead on the groove.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very tasty.
All right. Here's Waters Feltz Project. This is the two of us doing "Where Have You Been?" recorded live at The Note.
Yeah.
All right, you just heard a CD of mine called Riel, and that's also the name of the band. It's R-I-Y-E-L. It means backstreet or alleyway in Haitian Creole. That features Andre Atkins on trombone, he's a New Yorker, and Eva Bell on bass, who is a Miami person. He's from Haiti, but he lives in Miami, and myself on trumpet, as well as several other Haitian musicians that live in Miami that we featured on this CD. This was another project for Summit Records, and the bass player had the idea of me making a world jazz album instead of just a straight-ahead jazz album. And that's kind of the direction that I'm kind of interested in these days anyway. So anyway, that was Riel with a tune called Port-au-Prince. And Waters Feltz Project plays this song. We're going to be playing it at Tangled String for sure.
That's just the best one. I mean, it's always been a favorite. Hey, say something in that Haitian Creole.
Sac passe. That means que pasa. It means what's happening. From our Brothers 2 CD, that's myself and my brother, Ken and Harry Waters, with Everything's All Right. That's from Jesus Christ Superstar. We liked the song, so we covered it as a jazz song. Harry, my trombonist brother, is doing great. He's playing with Gary Sinise's Lieutenant Dan band, so he's out with that a couple times a month. And they're all over the place. I mean, mostly domestic, but you never know when he's going to be in Oregon or Texas or wherever. So, yeah, they're very busy. This is Ken and Harry Waters from our Brothers 2 CD with Everything's All Right. That was Rolling Jazz Review with a Jim Cavender tune called Sandbox Piano. This is a great local jazz group. They've been together for many years. This has been Jim's kind of baby. It's been his project, and they make wonderful CDs.
You've seen a lot of those guys in other groups.
Yeah, they play with everybody. I mean, these are some of the most working musicians around the area, and I know for a fact that on this tune is Jim Cavender on guitar. And composer, Nick Walker, I'm sorry, on bass, Newt Johnson on piano, and I think it is Mike Dendy on drums. I'm not positive about that, so forgive me if I got that wrong.
Coming up, we've got Josh Taylor on Pocket Change. Josh joined our ranks here in Huntsville, and I'm just looking through this list of our Valley Sounds guests. We're in excellent company. Josh is younger, and he's taken the town by storm. I guess we crossed paths at Microwave Dave Music Education Foundation Day. I was leaving and walked into the room where he was getting ready to host the the next group of kids. And even at that time, it's been several years ago, even that that time, he had aces up his sleeve. And he's coming up. We're seeing him playing out everywhere.
Water Svelte's project is going to be playing live June 21st at Tangled String. And you can get tickets just by going to Tangled String online, or you can check Facebook. We're also going to be playing at St. Stephen's, run by Evan Billiter. We all know Evan, on July 14th.
Yeah, you can find me on Ingrid Marie Music on all the social platforms. And we've got something coming up. It's also at St. Stephen's with Lisa Chang and Danny Keynes. We're going to do an hour for benefit at St. Stephen's on June 7th, around 8 p.m. And I also have a solo booked at The Note coming up on July 26th, and that's a two-hour set. So you can also get your tickets at The Note. So I've had the best time recently starting a podcast. We have one episode coming out probably by the end of the week. Guests were Lisa Chang and Danny Keynes, but it was hosted at the Maitland Conservatory and our DJ, T-Mill. So please be looking out for that. That's going to air on our dear friend Frog's channel, and that's called the Tennessee Valley Live Music Review.
Valley Sounds is a production of 89.3 WLRH Huntsville Public Radio. If you liked what you heard on the show, you can find a playlist and podcast at WLRH.org or on the WLRH app. A big thanks to our guest hosts, Ken Waters and Ingrid Feltz of the Waters Feltz Project. If you would like to be a guest host on Valley Sounds and share the local music that sings to you, then send an email to music@wlrh.org and you may be on a future show. Thanks to Richard for creating the outro music and for all the local bands that continue to create great music in the Tennessee Valley. My name is Marcia Ahrens, and I look forward to sharing more music with you next week on Valley Sounds.